Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Was trying to file for unemployment.
Are you currently unemployed?
I am.
All right, can I have your social security number?
419-555-9682.
What's your first and last name?
Helaeus George.
Can you give me that social security number again?
419-555-9682.
Okay, and what's your license number?
9880658.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Smith.
And can I have your date
Oh,
of birth?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Your date of birth?
12-12-02.
Who is your last employer, the one you're calling to file for today?
It's Escambia County Detention Center.
Your phone going in and out.
Escambia County Detention Center.
That's the last place you work?
Yes.
Okay, we're about to start your claim. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punished by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
All right, these are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
126 Bryant Circle, Brewton, Alabama. 36426.
You said 127 Bryant Circle. What was the city?
It's 126.
126 Bryant Circle. What was the city?
Brewton.
Brewton. And your zip code again?
36426.
All right. Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
I was a correction officer.
Say it one more time.
Correction officer.
Correction officer, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, girl. I'm over here going through it. Okay, are you seeking work in what you normally do?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Are you seeking work in what you normally do? Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What that mean?
Like in a job union for construction labor and stuff like that.
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Like the shifts you would normally work, are you available to work all those shifts?
Yes, I have a daughter right now, so it varies.
So is it yes or no?
You can put yes.
All right, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say about 10.
All right, what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I'll say 15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
You said what?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, these are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
On direct deposit.
All right, this cannot be in a prepaid account such as Chime or Cash App or any online banking. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
You saying traditional bank is saying
You
like Regions
created
Bank
that
that
bank.
time?
Like, you created the bank inside the building.
Okay. I'm ready for the routing numbers.
Okay, one second. Tasha, let me get some tissue. Okay, you could go ahead with the routing number.
Is 0622? No, it's 0620000019.
All right, and one more time for confirmation, please.
0620000019.
All right, and your account number.
Is 0326032171.
All right, and one more time for confirmation.
0326032171.
All right. And you said the name of your last employer was called what now?
Escambia County Detention Center.
County Detention Center. What was the county called again?
Escambia County.
How you spell that?
Is the
Escambia?
ESCAMBIA.
Well, and then it's County Center.
County Detention Center.
Oh, detention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Escambia County Detention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. You don't know it under another name, do it?
You can just look up. It's Escambia County Jail. It's the jail in Brookton, Alabama.
No, I'm talking about like on your wage history. Like, you know, when you work for a company, they're not necessarily the people that pay you. It could be under a different name. Like, if you get direct deposits, what do your direct deposit come through as?
It come as Escambia City, and it got a C-O-M. So I don't know what that C-O-M means.
Hold on. You say it come through as Escambia City?
Mm-hmm. Escambia, C-T-Y-C-O-M.
Oh, so it's C-T-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said C-O-M?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Escambia. You said it's a jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have so many different things.
What do you want, Tori? Tori.
I see Escambia County Corporative.
I'm sorry, you said what?
I said, I see one for Escambia County Corporative. What's the address?
Oh, let me see.
Hmm.
It's 316 Court Street.
Mm-hmm. You recently started this job?
Yeah, in June the
24. What you said the other one it could pop up as? You said if it's not Escambia Detention Center, you say it could be what now?
It says Escambia C-T-Y-C-O-M.
That's what your direct deposit say?
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at my the transactions on there? Well, dang.
We looking at your wage history, like places you worked. But if it don't show up on there, probably because you didn't work there for a long time. But we still should be able to, like, find it. But I probably got the manual entry because I don't see that. I don't.
But y'all can take it from like any job.
Hmm.
I'm saying y'all can take it from any job.
It gotta be your last employer.
Oh.
What city they was in?
Ma'am.
They city. What city was this in?
Wooten, Alabama.
Wooten?
Mm-hmm.
Like Wooten?
Brewton.
You said D as in dog?
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brewton. Brewton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she said Wooten. What about it's probably I think it's this one. Escambia County Commission. That sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically where I get paid. It says Escambia CTYCOM. So.
Oh yeah, that's the one. Thank God. The city popped it up. All right. What's your employer phone number?
Um, 251-809-2154.
Okay, and what was Brewton? That's the city you worked in too, Brewton.
Mhm.
All right, and what was your start date?
June 24th.
Of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And last day you work?
August 1st.
And why are you no longer working?
It was just a lot to handle, like working out of jail.
You quit or they fired you?
I was terminated at first. Like, I was under investigation, and then they closed the investigation, and they said I couldn't come back.
Okay, and what's the specific reason?
I was supposed to be under investigation, and then, like, they just said, like, I couldn't come back, and they didn't say. Because I know beforehand I got rolled up.
Yeah, so, like, what you went under investigation for?
Well, I could just tell you the whole story. They didn't properly train me on how to break up a fight, and it was a fight, and, like, I did break it up, basically.
Okay.
So I got rolled up for failing to protect the inmate, and then, like, a policy thing.
Okay. Name and title of the person who fired you?
James Ward. I guess you could say him. I don't know.
You said James, what's his job title?
That's the warden.
The warden?
Mm-hmm.
Like Warden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what date were you advised of termination?
I'll say probably the 6th.
Okay, and what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
You seem like
after
I mean,
they
I
was
asked,
like you
I,
fired, and what did you do?
I asked them like, could I come back? But they was like, I'm not allowed to come back. So, I mean, couldn't do anything after that.
All right. Did you commit the act your employer alleges? Basically, what they said you did to get fired, did you do it?
I mean, yeah, I did a break up the fight. Yeah.
All right. Any prior warnings for the same or similar ad?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. From whom did you purchase the property at 6339 Barthel Upper Drive? Kenji, Masana, or have you ever purchased that property?
No, I haven't purchased any property.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2000 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, 2007 Ford Expedition EI, 2009 Audi TT, 2013 Volkswagen Passat, or none of the above?
The Volkswagen Passat.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? The 215 Washington Circle, 3308 33rd Street North, 4300 Yorkshire Drive, 637 Foothills Trace, or none of the above?
The 215 Washington Circle.
Okay. These are your agreement terms. At the end, you could say, I agree or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Like, have I did it online?
I'm doing it online now. They're saying hereby, as in now.
Okay, I agree.
All right. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
I agree.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
I agree.
All right. I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you will be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m., whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you. If you are possible to a work search exemption, it is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4444. 4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employee later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Now I'm about to give you your transaction number and your PIN number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Transaction number 498-107-705. Again, that is 498-107-705. And your PIN number is 1212. So 1212 is your PIN.
You did that because of my birthday?
It probably did.
Okay.
All right. Any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, if there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.